This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Mary Gedrose. Mary is the organizer of an event called Fur Baby Love Fest. And also with us is Danica Fetters, foster coordinator for the Oregon Dog Rescue. Hey, ladies, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hello.
So, Danica, let's get started with you. I want you to tell me all about the Oregon Dog Rescue. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we are located in Southwest Portland for the past year after being in Tualatin for about 15 years. Started in 2007 by a couple of ladies in their garage, and now we are up to over 18,000 dogs finding homes.
That's a lot of dogs. Wow.
Yes, we prepare about 2,000 dogs that go that are adopted each year, and we hope that number keeps growing. We are a nonprofit, so we rely solely on donations, and even though it's right in the title, we are a dog rescue only.
And where do these dogs come from?
We get a lot of dogs from the county shelters. We get surrenders from the community. We work with a few shelters in Fort Worth, across California, and even in Mexico. Oregon has a great spay and neuter program, but sometimes other states do not. So they are overflowing. So we like to help our rescue partners across the U.S. as well. So we kind of get dogs from everywhere.
Yeah, sounds like it. All the way from, gosh, Texas even. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the spay and neutering with the dogs, or is that done somewhere else?
We do it. Since being in our new facility, we actually have an on-site vet clinic, which is amazing. So as soon as dogs come in, we're able to spay and neuter them.
That's great. That's so important to do.
Yeah.
And did I read,
when
I was prepping for this, did I read you guys are a no-kill shelter?
Correct. We are a no-kill shelter. We have dogs that have been with us for close to 2 years now. We want to just ensure they find the best home, needing as much time as they need.
Okay. What is required to adopt a dog from the Oregon Dog Rescue?
We do require you to look at our website to see what dog you would like to adopt. All of our dogs are listed on our website. We're set up a little differently than a lot of rescues. Our dogs spend the majority of the day in a large playroom together. So we have about 5 different playrooms according to size and play style at our rescue. So the dogs are in the back of our facility where staff and volunteers are. They're in play groups, they go on walks, they're on field trips, and they're in foster homes. So all of our dogs get a lot of attention each and every day. So we just like you to have an idea of what dog you're looking for. You view them all on the website and then you come on in. We do require all members of the household, including other dogs, at the adoption appointment, just to ensure everyone is on the same page and everyone gets along.
That's a great idea. That's really great. Because yeah, maybe the dog you currently have isn't going to like the one you're hoping to adopt.
Right. And typically the dogs in our households are the bosses of the household. So of course we want them to be there.
Of course. Tell me about some of the dogs that you have that are available for adoption right now.
Oh, we have so many dogs right now. I mean, we have a bunch of cattle dog puppies that came in just on Wednesday. We have a couple of bonded pair seniors where the owner passed away, and we have them here for adoption, Button and Harley. We have some really, really big dogs, close to 100 pounds. And then we also have a few really small dogs that are around 5 pounds. We have hound mixes, cattle dogs, chihuahuas, and tons of mixed breeds. So really, we have every type of dog that someone could want.
Are most of the dogs that you have, are they puppies? Are they adult dogs or kind of a mix of everything?
Mix of everything. Right now we have a mix of everything. We have a lot of puppies right now that were surrendered to us. And then we have senior dogs too. I think our oldest dog we have is 10. I like to prioritize the seniors to go into foster homes. So while they're waiting for their forever home, they're in a loving foster home while they wait.
Okay. Well, we're talking today with Danica Fetters, foster coordinator for the Oregon Dog Rescue. And also, let me introduce again Mary Gedrose, organizer of the Fur Baby Love Fest. Mary, what is that?
Fur Baby Love Fest is really what it sounds like. It is a festival to celebrate our fur babies and how much we love them and how much we love Oregon Dog Rescue for everything that they do.
When is this event taking place?
It will be Saturday, September 20th at Meldrum Bar Park in Gladstone from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And if I go, what am I going to see?
So we're going to have a lot of fun activities. There will be several vendor booths set up so you can take your dogs. All dogs need to be on leashes, of course. And vendor booths will have a lot of fun, giveaways, treats, doggy poo bags, everything you can think of, from maybe doggy bandanas, clothes. But we're going to have a doggy costume contest, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. So you can dress your dog up in whatever fun costume you want. You can be matching with your dog. We'll have a lot of different categories, and we'll have a stage with a DJ so the contestants can come up on stage and strut their stuff with their owners. We'll have a face painter, photo booth, a videographer, a pet photographer, a lot of fun activities.
How often does the Fur Baby Love Fest happen? Is this the first one, or are they annual, or tell me about it?
This is the first ever. So this is going to be an annual event, and always for the Oregon Dog Rescue. It's really an event to also celebrate adoption, but fostering. So promoting awareness for everything that they do to foster dogs and get them into safe homes. I hear so often that people would love to have a dog, but their lifestyle just doesn't allow for it. Maybe they travel or, you know, whatever the case may be, but they don't realize that they could possibly foster a dog for a short period of time. Maybe it's a week, maybe it's a month, but that's when Danica really comes into place, and she makes it such an incredible experience.
Mary, why did you start this event?
Well, I have two rescue dogs and a rescue cat, and my latest rescue dog is what they call a foster fail, and I was fostering him from Oregon Dog Rescue. His name was Butch, and he was this little baby that had seizures, and I just fell in love with him, and I didn't want to give him up. And Danica was very patient and talking me through the process all the time. So I ended up adopting him, and he's just an amazing member of the family. And it got me thinking, I just really want to raise awareness and do something special for the Oregon Dog Rescue that can be a really big annual event.
So the Fur Baby Love Fest is a fundraiser of sorts.
Yes. It is all to raise money for the Oregon Dog Rescue. It's a free event. So free entry, free parking, lots of parking. The park is right off of the river in Gladstone, so it's a huge 48-acre, beautiful park. But if you come, you can also donate to the event. We have a QR code, so if people can't come and they want to donate specifically to Fur Baby Love Fest, all proceeds for the event go to the Oregon Dog Rescue. And they can also bring items to donate as well. They have a registry, a wish list on their website for items. And if they want to bring those items to the event and donate them, they're welcome to do that as well.
Oh, that's great. So Mary, tell me when and where this event is again.
Yes, it's Saturday, September 20th from 10 to 2 at Meldrum Bar Park in Gladstone.
Okay.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Mary Gedrose, organizer of the Fur Baby Love Fest, and Danica Fetters, foster coordinator for Oregon Dog Rescue. So Danica, what does it mean to have an event like this helping you guys out?
It's just so wonderful. We are only open because of donations. We don't receive federal funding or anything, so we rely heavily on these donations from individuals. So having an event that just focuses on that while celebrating rescue dogs is pretty incredible.
That's so great. It's just so wonderful to be able to help out animals. This area, Portland especially, just a lot of animal lovers and especially dog lovers. So tell me about the like a donation. How much of a donation, how far does that go, and what does it help you guys do?
There's so many things. We have a $25 seat on the bus program, which that gives a dog a seat on the bus to get here. It costs time and money to get these dogs pulled from different shelters, not only around Oregon, but around the U.S. to come to Oregon Dog Rescue. Obviously, the cost of everything in life has raised. So every dog gets vaccinated, they get microchipped, they get spayed or neutered, and we like to make sure our dogs are fully healthy before they go up for adoption. So if that includes pulling a tooth or even needing like a leg amputation, we pay for all of that before the dogs go up for adoption. So all of this money that is donated goes towards the dogs. It's just a lot of money to keep a big building open. Like I mentioned, we have so many volunteers and staff that spend one-on-one times with the dogs. So obviously that also costs a lot of money. We like to have our dogs, they have enrichment programs where we do a different kind of like brain activity for the dogs, whether it be puzzle feeders or licked mats that we freeze with peanut butter and Greek yogurt and give those to dogs on hot days. Donations go a long way.
Oh, that's so great. Danica, how long have you been with Oregon Dog Rescue?
I've been there almost 3 years. Before I became the foster coordinator, I actually fostered for them for about 7 years. I've fostered close to 100 different dogs, and I actually foster failed as well as Mary. So I got my first rescue dog from Oregon Dog Rescue about 8 years ago, and that's kind of what jump-started my career in dogs and animals. I started volunteering there. I fostered a ton, and then I kind of jumped right in it and said, this is what I want to do with my life.
What do you mean by foster failed?
So we got this little dog. His name was Victory, that needed a foster. He was a puppy. He didn't have all his vaccines, so we needed to foster him until he had more vaccines so it was safe for him to go up for adoption. That day came where I needed to bring him back to the rescue to go up for adoption, and then I just couldn't do that. So I ended up adopting him. So foster failed seems like a negative connotation, but it's actually wonderful. I failed at being a foster and just outright adopted him. So his name is Bud now, and he's around 3 years old.
So you just couldn't resist.
Yeah, he's very cute.
That's wonderful. So tell me about some of the volunteer opportunities available at Oregon Dog Rescue.
Yeah, we couldn't stay open without our wonderful volunteers. We have in-house volunteers who dedicate a couple hours each week in-house, taking care of the puppies, cleaning kennels, spending one-on-one time with the dogs, and hanging out with the little dogs in that playroom. We have dog walking that takes place 4 times a day. That's probably the quickest and easiest way to get involved, because you can just sign up on a specific date at a specific time and come and walk a dog. It's so wonderful. Not only do the dogs get out for an hour and go on a walk, they also wear cute little adopt me vests. And we've had several people come in to the rescue and say, we saw this dog on a walk and we want to adopt it. We need volunteers to help transport, sometimes bring those dogs from the county shelter to us. And then obviously fostering. Right now I have about 75 dogs in foster right now. That means I have lots of puppies in foster waiting till their vaccines kind of take effect so they can be back in the building. I have a few senior dogs in foster just waiting for their forever home. A few dogs that are waiting on like a specialist. We had a dog that was in foster that was waiting on a heart specialist consultation. And we have to make appointments just like the public would do. So sometimes that could take a couple months. So I'd much rather a dog hang out in foster while they're waiting for the specialist appointment. And then I have a handful of dogs in foster that have just kind of been at the rescue a while and need a shelter break.
Tell me about how I could become a foster parent, I guess, for a dog. What's that process like?
Yeah, if you just go to our website, OregonDogRescue.org, we have all our information on our website. It's just a form you fill out about your household information. We do require you to live within 30 minutes of the rescue in case of an emergency or in case someone would like to meet a dog that you currently have in foster. Then we give you a heads up and you can bring the dog back to meet, hopefully, their new family member. We provide everything you need. We try to make it as easy as possible. Food, treats, bowls, a crate for your dog to sleep in and to be in when you're out of the home. And we really try to make it work best with your household. Most of our fosters already have dogs, cats, kids. So we'll make sure that dog that that you pick out or that we assign to you fits in well with your household.
Excellent. I'm looking at your website right now, which is OregonDogRescue.org, and there's a tab called Shop. So that's a way you can help out the Oregon Dog Rescue, too, is do some shopping. Tell me about that little area.
Yeah, we have some Oregon Dog Rescue merch. We also sell those fun DNA tests that people like to do to see kind of what dog breed they have. The DNA tests, we get a special discount and they donate some to us. We have our wonderful 2025 calendar that just came out with adopted dogs from Oregon Dog Rescue. And then we also we sell leashes and everything online. You can also see you can be a sponsor for our rescue too, and that's a great way to donate. We have a lot of our different meet and greet rooms and different playrooms are sponsored by different families or different organizations, and then you get a cool sign hanging up at the rescue that the public can see every day.
Oh, nice. You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Danica Fetters, foster coordinator for Oregon Dog Rescue, and Mary Gedrose, organizer of the Fur Baby Love Fest. Mary, let's talk about the Fur Baby Love Fest some more. Where did you get that name? I love it.
Well, I don't have children personally, so I just call my dogs and my cats my fur babies, and I just wanted to have a big love fest. I just something to really honor and, you know, make it a fun festival for our babies.
Yeah. When and where is the Love Fest again?
Fur Baby Love Fest is Saturday, September 20th. At Meldrum Bar Park in Gladstone from 10 to 2. We're also going to have a raffle, which is a big way that we're going to be raising money for the Oregon Dog Rescue. So people can buy raffle tickets. We're going to have a lot of really fun prizes. And if people want to get involved in promoting the event in advance and become a pack leader, we're going to do some pack leader challenges. So by sharing and promoting the event, that'll also enter them automatically to win prizes at the event.
Oh, that's great. And you said some of the dogs are going to be in costumes. Do animals and dogs especially, do they like to dress up?
You know, I've had dogs in the past that absolutely love to wear costumes and dress up. my last Chihuahua, it was the funniest thing. I could put him in this little football jersey and he loved it. He wanted to wear it all the time. But some outfits, especially Halloween outfits, they don't necessarily love. That's sometimes more for us. But as long as it's not bothering them and they can, you know, kind of get a kick out of it and have fun seeing all their other, their dog friends all dressed up along with them. And maybe their their moms and dads dress up with them. Their brother and sister humans. People can also bring cats as long as they're in carriers.
Okay. It's going to be a fun thing. Let's talk about some more of the stuff that we can expect when we go to the Fur Baby Love Fest. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we'll have a great pet photographer, Pet Paw Patisserie. We'll have different baked goods for dogs. We'll have, obviously, the raffle prizes. A DJ, fire DJs will be there. We're going to have the costume contest and face painting. Just a lot of different activities going on.
Are there dogs that are going to be available for adoption at the Fur Baby Love Fest?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Danica will have approximately 2 to 3 dogs, right, Danica?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of dogs, depending, you know, what staff members and volunteers are able to be there. But we would love to have someone adopt a dog that day, too. So we'll have a few of our current adoptees out walking around.
It's going to be a really fun event.
Yes, I'm excited.
Danica, tell me again about the adoption process with you guys.
Yeah, the best way to do it is go onto our website, OregonDogRescue.org, and make an appointment. An appointment is not mandatory, but then that just ensures that the dog is still on site, because sometimes a dog will get adopted before you come in, or a dog is in foster or on a field trip that day. But you're more than welcome to walk in and fill out a paper application. You just need to have in mind what dog you're interested in. If you don't have a specific dog on mind, our adoption counselors are really great at suggesting dogs. You can come in and kind of let them know your lifestyle and what kind of dog you're looking for to fit that lifestyle. Again, we do require all family members. We don't like surprise dogs or gift dogs here. And then including other dogs at the adoption appointment. If you have another dog, we do a pet meet. That could be inside our building lobby or outside if that works better. We always make sure that the resident dogs are wanting to have a new family member as well.
And how many dogs do you have available for adoption right now?
Right now we have over 100, and we probably have close to 200 in our care. A lot of dogs are on hold either because they are too young to be adopted, they're puppies, ones that are recovering from surgery, or ones that are waiting for surgery. So our website is always changing. If you go to our website today and don't see a dog that you're not interested in, there'll be different dogs on there the next day.
Okay. Mary, tell me where I can get more information about the Fur Baby Love Fest.
You can go to furbabylovefest.com. We also have social medias on Instagram and Facebook.
Excellent. That's good. Well, there's a dog now. I love the sound effects. That was appropriate right there.
Of course, there's always going to be a dog bark in the background if you're talking to me.
Well, the Fur Baby Love Fest, tell me one more time, date and place.
Saturday, September 20th at Melgen Bar Park in Gladstone from 10 to 2.
Well, this has been really fun. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it.
We've been talking today with Danica Fetters, foster coordinator for Oregon Dog Rescue, and Mary Gedrose, organizer of the Fur Baby Love Fest. Thanks again.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.